Welcome to Sonic Bloom. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Chloe. And you're listening to WMUC Digital College Park. And this is our PSA.
Be on the lookout on Saturday, May 3rd, when there will be hundreds of people of all ages on the University of Maryland College Park campus for the Best Buddies Maryland Friendship Walk. The mission of Best Buddies is to create opportunities for one-on-one friendships, meaningful employment, and leadership development for people with and without intellectual and developmental disabilities. Participating in this walk will help raise funds to further this mission. For more information about this great event and organization, search Best Buddies Friendship Walk Maryland online. And remember, it's more fun to walk with a friend.
All right, so that was our PSA. Today we have a little bit of no theme.
Yeah, we're usually very thoughtful about it, but today we're just going to see what we're feeling this week.
The theme is just spring, what we've been walking to.
Yes.
We've been very theme-heavy these past couple episodes, very categorical. So this is just kind of a...
Yeah,
here's some music, guys.
Going back to our shoegaze roots, I think we've been straying a lot to be more matching to theme and matching to visibility. This is visibility of our favorite genre. So.
Yeah, and don't worry, they're all female, and we will be talking about the bands, so don't worry. So today, starting off, we have Dreamer by, oh my god,
Nabiha Iqbal.
Thank you. Oh my god, that was actually really good. and I just recently discovered her. I don't know too much. There's not much on the internet, but love her. I will say that. A solo artist, again, that not many people know about, so putting her on the map here. And then we have On God by James K. Also don't know too much, but I will get back to you guys on that. And James K is cool because I expected James K to be a man, and she's not. To my knowledge.
Really poignant stuff here.
Yeah. So this is Dreamer by
Nabiha Iqbal.
And then On God by James K. All right, so that was Dreamer by
Nabiha Iqbal.
Should I learn it? I should probably learn it.
Wait. I mean, yeah, sure.
I'll do it on my own time.
Nabiha Iqbal.
Iqbal. Yeah. Okay.
I'm cool. Assuming that's how you say it.
I mean, it looks like it does. Anyways, so yeah, that was Dreamer by that lady, and On God by James K. And up next we have Sugar Hiccup by Cocteau Twins and Other Things by Ringo Death Star.
Both of these songs are, like, I think this is, like, a merge of us. Because I think I have both of these on repeat for so long now. It's, like, I think I listened to Sugar Hiccup every day for the past week. And Other Things every day from the week prior. So.
Well, I discovered Sugar Hiccup because I was in a math class and I put, like, in eighth grade, I was in geometry and I put, like, autoplay on my Apple Music, and I was feeling rebellious and I had my headphones in during class, and then that song came on and I like froze. I was like, whoa, this is like the most perfect song that's ever existed. That was eighth grade then. Obviously there's other songs out there that I like, but that one was the song of the century for me. And then Other Things is just
the
good
grade, the year.
The grade in the year Sugar Hiccup was on the top charts in my brain. And then Other Things is just, it's just so good. Ringo Death Star is so good. And once I figured out that Ringo Death Star has a woman in there,
yeah,
nonstop.
You were like, I am such a Ringo Death Star fan. What do you mean there's female vocals? I'm like,
so
oh.
I was a poser, and I only knew one song when I said that. So
no, that album, Color Trip, they really hone in on their female voices, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, but then why don't they do that in their other ones, like Gazin? Their top song, literally, there's not a single female incorporated, period.
Well, she's probably, like, playing an instrument because she's in the band, and I think she's their bassist.
I'm just staring at you right now because I know you're right,
okay.
And so we're going to move on.
So this is Sugar Hiccup by the Cocteau Twins and Other Things by Ringo Death Star.
Thank you. So what if we don't have money? We have some other things. You know we got each other, babe.
Okay, so that was Sugar Hiccup by Cocteau Twins and Other Things by Ringo's Death Star. Still remain the same opinion I had two songs ago. Love the songs.
Yes.
Yes.
And we've said it before, we'll say it again, Cocteau Twins. It's about the art of the sound because they go back and forth between French, English, and gibberish.
And so, Gaelic, actually,
and
too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that part. Mm-hmm. Like, it's... You're not supposed to understand what they're saying.
She's just like, this word sounds cool.
Yeah, and it does.
And it does. And you are right, Elizabeth.
There is a homogeny to their sound, which I think would be, like, hard to achieve with, like, four different languages, but they pull it off very well.
Yeah. Honestly, like...
Just kind of gibberish as a language.
I literally cannot name one other band in the world that does that. And, like, a lot of bands use their voices as, like, an instrument in the sense that they, like... I don't know, use it as a backup or layers, etc., or reverb their sound as a instrument. You get what I'm saying? But Elizabeth Fraser, like, uses her, like, tongue. Like, oh, I said that weird.
Tongue.
Okay, she uses her, like, tongue, like, in the sense of, like, what she is saying and how she is saying it is the instrument.
Okay, this is going to sound weird. Eminem kind of does the same thing.
And that's true.
He does.
But that's a conversation for another day.
Another
Because that is a man. Okay. But I agree.
Yeah. But next up, we have Leave Me Be by Computer Wife and I Follow You by Melody's Echo Chamber. Computer Wife built
She is our... my computer wife.
Yes. And, like, what was the...
And I will not be leaving her be. Last time I said, iconically, that that is Plankton's favorite band because he has a computer wife.
Yeah.
Karen. Her name's Karen, right?
I don't know. I didn't watch SpongeBob.
Who in this room has freaking watched SpongeBob?
Me.
Whoa!
Okay.
You're the only
one. We have two other people in here, and neither of them. So I'm going to cry.
Anyways, but Computer Wife built our friendship.
And this basically. Show.
And this show. So, shout out, what's her name again?
Computer.
Wife. Okay, yeah.
And then I Follow You by Melody's Echo Chamber is a song about how me and Chloe will be following Computer Wife till she dies.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
This is free, they don't want to be.
All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that last one. A little story for you all. I actually met Melody's Echo Chamber in Paris about 2 years ago, and I have a photo with her, actually. That'll be on the Instagram tonight. You want to say anything, Chloe?
The next song is for ex-lovers only. It's by Black Tambourine.
And actually, before that is a Seiko Buff.
Sorry, that's my bad.
It's all good, Chloe. Don't even worry.
You know, I've been...
All right, well, thank you.
So did you have anything else to add?
No, thank you all for listening to Sonic Bloom. We hope you enjoy the next ones.
I'm not afraid to die.
I love songs that are just sounds.
Yeah, we cleared our throat from the last one. Excuse us. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about. Like, my personal, like, favorite kind of song is just, like, when they're making sounds.
Yeah, we need to break down the walls of people being afraid of songs with little to no lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up with that? You guys were trained.
I think that I was raised on so much Pink Floyd that it shaped how I listen to music.
That's a really good analysis.
Yeah. Like,
actually.
Like, the intro to Time is just a bunch of, like, clock noises for 30 seconds.
I've never been able to enjoy Pink Floyd for the soul. No, I know you're making that face at me. Listen to me when I say this.
God.
I've never really listened to Pink Floyd, period. And I was shown Pink Floyd last year. And the person I was listening to it with was singing over every lyric.
Why would you sing over Pink Floyd?
And then they were, like, singing the guitar. And I was like, shut up so I can hear it. And they were like, no, I love it so much. I just have to. I can't hear what you're.
Yeah.
I can't hear the song. So I've never been able to listen to it.
Okay. But you need to get on that.
I will.
Oh, my God. Okay, that just broke me. Anyways. Okay. Next up, we have You Weren't There Anymore by. Do you say, like, Negi Gami or do you say Negative Gemini?
I say Negi Gemi.
Negi Gemi. Okay, so
I don't know why she would put it like that if she wanted us to call her Negative Gemini.
That
vice versa.
Really true. That's really true. So, Negi Gemi, Negi Gimme, Negi Gemi,
and Dark Bloom by Pink Playground.
A lot of sounds.
Honestly, yeah, a lot of sounds. Love it though. It's really good, and I'm listening it to in the dining hall, and it just made me feel like I wanted to like
make
play
sounds.
Piano for some reason.
Beautiful. That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. But You Weren't There Anymore by Negi Gemi. I love her because everyone looks at her husband, George Clanton. And she literally like predated him and she makes very similar music.
Behind
and no one,
every talented man is a more talented woman.
Which is his wife. Oh my God!
Yeah,
big eyes.
One.
Do you know that?
Yes.
Oh my God!
Yes, 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 yes.
What was up with that?
I don't know. That's how I feel. Okay, that's probably okay. You know the whole thing with like the writers of Stranger Things, like how he got a divorce right before they started writing it. Anyways,
yeah. So this is You Weren't There Anymore by Negi Gemi and Dark Bloom by Pink.
I'm Okay, that it's was that Dark Bloom by Pink Playground and You Weren't There Anymore by Negi Gemi. And I think those are both very cool, modern-sounding songs. I think we've been... I mean, we played two Cocteau Twins sounds, which is a bit of an older sound. And I think, like, Ringo Death Star kind of has, like, a very classic shoegaze noise.
I kind of feel like they have, like, a modern twist. Their layering is not as...
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I just think the basis of their sound being a distorted main guitar is just, like...
Is the most quintessential.
Yeah, just like an elevation of the classic sound. But these are more, you know, electronic and experimental.
Yeah, honestly, I'm absolutely obsessed with, like, shoegaze. Like, bands that have shoegaze as the bass and then just, like...
Run with it.
Yeah. So, like, I think Negi Gemi is a good example of that, where, like, she's got reverb, she has, like, the layering, but then she has, like, the vocals that are a lot more crisp and a lot more inventive. So, honestly, I kind of feel like she's so underrated because she's, like... low-key, what's the word, like, I don't want to say revolutionary, because that's very, like, dramatic, but, like, she's very, yeah, experimental is good,
yeah.
But then that also is, like, just a basic word in music, you
True.
Can say that about Machine Girl, like, you can say that about The Garden,
yeah, and you can also say it about Negi Gemi,
yeah, but she's more than that,
she is more than experimental, there we go,
yeah, she's, yeah, thank you,
well,
Moving on.
Next up, we have September by Chestnut Bakery and Are You Coming to My Room by Casino Hearts. Chestnut Bakery has, well, this album, Diaries, has been on heavy rotation for me.
We can only play one.
Oh, no. Well, okay, then I will choose Chestnut Bakery because this has been on heavy rotation for me. They do a lot of collaborations with other female artists, and like her voice blends really well with other artists. And like Acne is a song that she did collaboration with Lace.
Mm.
They sound really good together. It's a really cute sound. It is very low key. It's very feminine and kind of blends into indie pop a bit.
Mm.
But they are a bit of a like unknown artist. I don't know anyone else who knows Chestnut Bakery, but
I kind of feel like I've heard of them before, but if you have a tree nut allergy, I would click off now. Okay, so anyway, this is gonna be September by Chestnut Bakery. Oh, and also good night.
Oh yes,
this has been Sonic Bloom with Sydney
and Chloe,
and we love you guys, so good night.
Yeah.